interview with Mrs. Agnes Greenlee. February the 21st, 1990, in the home of Mrs. Greenlee, Clemson, South Carolina. This is our second interview. Okay, about ready?
Yes, I think get ready.
The first section of this interview deals with the family. What is your full name?
My full name is Mary Agnes Walker Greenlee.
And where are you born?
I was born April the 23rd, 1905.
Who were your parents?
My father was Lindsay Walker, and my mother was Maggie Walker.
When were they born?
I really don't remember the year that they were born. I just remember the year that they passed.
Who were your grandparents?
My mother's mother was Mary Simpson. And my father's mother was Agnes Walker. And my father's father was Albert Walker.
What do you remember about them?
Well, I remember that they farmed. They was raised tobacco and growed a lot of fruit and would have good gardens.
Who were the other older members of your family?
Well, I have a brother. My brother was the oldest, and two sisters was older than I, and I was a baby.
Where did they live?
My brother, Haskell, he worked in Johnson, Tennessee, and he come home, and he passed. And my sister, she lived in Newark, New Jersey. She went to New Jersey in 32 and come back in 82.
Did your family own their own home?
Yes, they owned their own home.
Who were your older relatives when you were growing up?
My grandmother and grandfather were my oldest relatives. Well, I did have aunts and uncles.
Do you remember them talking about their early lives?
Well, one of my uncles, he was in World War I. His name was Dillard Walker. That was my father's brother.
Did all the members of your family talk much about slavery?
Just my grandmother. She was a slave.
What did she say about slavery?
Well, she would do all the work, and she had a little house that she lived in. She didn't live in the house with her master, but she would do the work, do the cooking, washing and ironing, working in the field, would do everything.
Did all the members of your family talk much about slavery?
No, I didn't hear them mention anything about slavery.
Where are the older members of your family buried?
At Abel Baptist Church.
Are the graves marked?
Yes, my mother's grave is marked.
Do you remember films in the family or community when you were young? Who were they?
Reverend McDowell preached my mother's film. Reverend McDowell, he preached my father's film, and he preached all the funerals, grandmother and grandfather's known.
Right. Do you remember marriages and weddings that took place when you were young? Who do you remember? Who do you remember?
I remember that Marie Butler, she married in the same year that I got married. And her sister Stacy married a year after that.
What families were you related to by marriage?
Well, I was related to my mother-in-law's father. He was named Butler Reed. Her name was Annie Reed Greeny. And we called him Uncle Butler Reed, and his mother she lived right by me, and she lived to be 110 years old.
Do your family have old photos, or who is the photographer? Who takes the picture?
Well, the picture of my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Dr. Burley, he made the picture. Dr. Burley of Clemson.
All right.
And this is the one with Dr. Burley.
Okay. Okay. All right.
And my mother, grandmother, John C. Greer, he made those pictures. And my sister and her husband, John C. Greer, made them. And my husband's picture, George Remy, it was snapped at the Clemson University. Mm-hmm. But who made half the picture? My brother's picture was made in Johnson, Tennessee. I don't know where his picture was made.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Section 2 deals with the economic profile. What did your parents do for a living? What did your parents do for a living?
The farm. Mm-hmm. But my father, he worked as a coal miner in Alabama for some years.
What did your grandparents do for a living?
Just farm.
you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work? Where did they go? Whether it was up north or far out in from this area when you was young?
No, just my father. He worked out. All the rest of them was at home.
Did you or your elder relatives ever have to leave the area to find work? That's the, I'm repeating this question. Mm-hmm. They didn't ever have to leave?
No.
Other than your father?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. When did, okay, that would be, you already answered that question.
Uh-huh.
What kind of jobs were open to black men?
Well, they could work on the railroad, and they could go places and cut cordwood.
What kind of jobs were open to black women?
Well, you could get work, housework, and take in washing, be washing and ironing.
How did young black people, earn money?
Well, by picking cotton, hoeing cotton, and take in washing. And house cleaning.
Where did the family shop? Did they buy for cash or credit? Were the stores owned by black or white? Where did the family shop?
Well, the stores was owned by white, and shopped at Central. They had grocery store and a dry goods store.
Did they buy for cash or credit?
For cash.
Did the family usually buy clothing or make their own?
Mostly make their own clothes.
What kind of clothing did each person own?
Well, my sister, she used to make our clothes, and we would, at that time, we'd make the, what you call a midi blouse. The top was a long fitted top with a sail collar, and the skirt was a pleated skirt.
Did the family raise food?
Yes, we raised all the food what we'd eat. We'd have a garden with grow all kind of vegetables, and we raised hogs and had beef to kill, raised chickens, and had plenty of milk and butter.
What things did they have to buy?
Didn't buy nothing but sugar and salt.
What kind of furniture did the family use?
Well, we had the wooden bed with way the bed is in, you have these slats, wooden slats, and have straw ticks. When you thrash wheat, save the straw and make a mattress out of straw.
Did anyone in the family make furniture?
No one made furniture.
Have any of the older members of your family known for their special talent, such as musicians, singers, preachers, craftsmen, needlework, and et cetera, et cetera?
Well, my sister, she would crochet, embroidery. Also, my mother, she would embroidery. And my father, he would sing. He was a singer.
Do you remember hearing older members of the family talk about hard times, the good times that happened before you were born?
Yes, I have heard my grandmother talk about what a hard time she had. And after she come to live with my mother, she had it more easier then, because we was farming and she did have plenty to eat.
Did they ever talk about floods, tornadoes, or other disasters?
No, I've heard my father talk about some place he was at. I don't remember this place, but where there was volcano.
Okay. What about the illness? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917 and 18?
Yes, we all had flu. And then after the flu, got up with the flu, we had measles. Had a measles, they call it German measles, and then had the red measles. And I have had chicken pox.
Did any member of your family die during the epidemic?
No, they all survived.
Did any of your members, did any member of your family rather serve in World War I?
Just my uncle.
Yeah. What did they do and where did they go?
I don't know where he was stationed at. But he was just a soldier in World War I.
Okay. The third section deals with religion. What church denomination did your family belong to and what church did they attend?
We all were Baptists and attended Abel Baptist Church.
Did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination? Why or why not?
No, we all just belonged to a Baptist church. We all were Baptists.
Who was the minister of your church when you were young?
Well, Reverend McKissick was the first pastor that I remember, and then Reverend Ed Watkins.
Where did they live?
Reverend Ed Watkins lived at Central.
What about Reverend McKissick?
I don't know where Reverend McKissick lived.
Did he have other employment besides being a preacher?
I don't know.
What kind of training did he have to be a preacher?
I don't know what other training he had. I just know he was a minister.
Okay. What other churches were important in your community?
Old Poplar Spring, and we would go to the Methodist Church in Central. A lot we would be on program when we were children.
Are there some that are no longer active?
But Old Poplar Spring is moved, I think it's in Central now, but it used to be it way down in the woods across from Edward School back down Crossway.
Do they have cemeteries?
I don't know whether it's still used as cemetery or not, but they used to bury down there.
Do you remember camp meetings when you were young?
Yes, we would go to camp meetings at the Central Methodist Church.
Okay, you said Central Methodist Church.
That's
okay.
Right.
What time of year?
October.
How long did the meeting last?
It would last 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
Did people stay overnight at the camp?
Yes, people would stay with different people. All stay all night on Saturday night and go back to church that Sunday.
Can you remember who led the service?
No, I don't remember who led the service, but I know my father would sing.
Okay. Did you attend singing conventions when you were young?
No, we didn't attend singing conventions. My daddy would attend singing conventions.
Did you ever attend singing schools?
No singing school.
What kind of groups were there within your church?
Well, they had the Missionary Society, and they had the 1946 Club, and they had Mason, and the
Eastern Star. The youth group have certain activities?
Well, they did. The youth had a choir. Okay.
The fourth section pertained to education. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
We went to a little school building there in front of Abel Church. Just a little one-room building, and part of the planks was off the building, and it was so cold, they had one of these wood heaters, and they'd send the boys down in the woods to give up wood to keep the fire burning so we could keep warm in the school.
How long was the school term each year?
But school term would be about 3 months, because everyone who went to school, they farmed. And we'd had to go, when time to plant, we'd had to leave out of school and plant the crop. And in the fall, we had to gather the crop.
How long was each school day?
Well, from 8 to 2.
Mm-hmm. How far did you live from school?
I would say about a mile.
Who were the teachers?
Well, our first teacher was Odessa McDonald, and Then the second teacher was Otto Singleton.
Where did they live?
Odessa, she lived with my grandmother at the time, because our grandmother was her aunt.
What about Miss Singleton, Otto Singleton?
Miss Otto Singleton, she lived in Calhoun, well, at that time it was Calhoun.
What kind of training did they have?
I don't know, only just that they were teachers.
Mm-hmm. Where did your parents attend school?
I don't know where my parents attended school, but my grandmother, they had a night school out there for the elders, and she attended school. There was my grandmother, her name was Mary Simpson. And another lady would attend was Rachel Dupree and her husband, Dan Dupree. And another lady was Tilla Reese, attended that school. And several others that I don't remember their names.
How was their schooling different from yours?
Well, they only taught, they learned them to read and write. Okay. They just had reading and spelling.
How many years did you attend school?
Well, I managed to get to the seventh grade.
Who was the first person in your family to attend college?
My brother, he attended college for about 2 years, and then he left and went to Johnson, Tennessee to work.
Okay. Can you remember the name of the school?
It was, at that time it was Seneca Junior College, I think, was the name of it.
Okay. Well, from what you said, he did not graduate, is
no,
that right?
No, he did not graduate.
Okay. Did your family have books at home?
Well, we take the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And had Bible, right. And then sometime we'd pick up some important magazine, mm-hmm. We'd get to read.
Did your teacher ever talk to you about history?
No.
I mean black history,
no,
at that.
No, they didn't mention anything about black history at that time.
Was the white school different from the black school?
Well, I don't know because I have never heard anyone talk about the white school, but I do know the white school would stay open. They would go by at least about 6 months or 7 months through the spring, summer, and the weather.
Do you remember any educational group or organization in your community?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. I move to the fifth section that deals with social interaction. What kind of organization did your older relative belong to when you were young, such as fraternities, barrel societies, sewing clubs, or others?
Well, they, at the Masonic Hall, they would have meetings out there where they would visit different ones to try to help others. Mm-hmm. And my mother and her friends, they used to have these quilting parties. They would piece quilt, and they would, when everyone get a lot of quilt piece, then put together, then it would come to her house and use these old quilting frames and would